Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire's Europlay.
With some family things, but I am proud to say that I'm okay. Things are okay, and we're gonna be fine. Cause you know what? It's the end of the month. Tomorrow's April. Not tomorrow. Wednesday is April Fool's Day, and I'm scared shitless about what's gonna happen in my household. Because if you don't follow me on Twitter or Instagram, Ms. Radio Sapphire, you'll never know, like, what happens in my household. It's kind of weird and crazy, I have to say. My roommates, my frumies, who you met during my roast a couple months ago, they like to prank the shit out of me. Doesn't matter with what. Doesn't matter with whom. They just like to prank me. Like, right now, there's a sign named Estelle with the lucky penny. I don't know what the fuck it means, but it's on my door. And it was straight out of a pizza thing. And I guess, like, the other part of the prank was to get a shopping cart and put all my shit that was laid out on the floor all nice and neat and put that in the into the shopping cart. But that doesn't fucking matter. What does matter is that I'm your girl, Ms. Radio Sapphire, a.k.a. Miss Sapphire, a.k.a. Sapphire if you're damn near nasty. But I have to say, tonight is a very special night. We're going to talk about one of my favorite things. Being promiscuous, aka promiscuity, okay, aka sleeping around. How often do I say I'm going to advocate sleeping around? Because I really don't. I always tell people safe sex is the best hot sex and all this. Naomi says safe sex is the best sex, or what you say, girl?
Safe sex is the best sex.
There we go. We try to advocate safe sex around here. Mm-hmm. Now, as you may know, as I've been doing this for 6 years, I wouldn't say I'm loose, but I'm definitely free with my loving, okay? And I'm not saying, like, I'm a hoe where you got to pay for my services, but I am a promiscuous woman. I remember listening to Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado and Timbaland back in the day, and I remember saying, oh my God, are they talking about me?
So it's very relatable to you.
Hell yes. I've talked about the number of people I slept with with no shame. No shame in my game. So whoever has to deal with me, they're going to have to deal with my sexual numbers. Okay, that's the only thing. Dealing with a person in radio, you either have a person that's going to lie to you, or they're going to be like me, everything's just out there, and I don't turn back. I have a mouth where I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. Okay, I'll say it again. I don't give a fuck what you want to call me. Call me a whore, call me a slut. But guarantee you say that to my face and I'ma show you. I'ma show you another side of Sapphire. But tonight I do want to talk about promiscuity. Okay? For all the ladies out there who have ever gotten shunned because you're a woman who's taking sexual power to the next level, I applaud you, okay? And shame on the person that is saying that it's not cool for you to be that person. Naomi. Yeah. So, I just have to tell you this. Being a promiscuous woman in this life and time in the 21st century, you don't have to be ashamed of your sexuality. As long as you're carrying yourself in a proper manner, taking care of yourself, meaning you're eating right, you're staying healthy in all aspects, you're being open, okay? You're being open with your partners. You're letting the last partner know, hey, I just got tested about 2 weeks ago. When's the last time you had a test? It's all about open communication. Now, what pisses me off in society is that when a man is promiscuous or he gets a lot of girls, he gets applauded for it. When a woman wants to be promiscuous, she's got to be labeled the first thing. What do you call a woman when she starts sleeping around?
A hoe.
Why does she got to be a hoe?
Just a friendly name that we get.
Oh, that's a friendly name that we call women who sleep around, right?
Just a friendly name.
Just a friendly name.
We don't know her whole name, so we just call her whole.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. Being a promiscuous woman, being a promiscuous man, it should be both properly equal, okay? Just because a woman goes out there and she gets what's hers, she gets herself some sexual gratification, right, doesn't mean that she needs to be labeled as a hoe.
But you say hoe, see, like it's a bad thing.
It is. I think, honestly, it is. A woman should not be called a hoe. She should just be called a woman. Okay? That at the end of the day. Not a hoe.
A woman
at home. I'm not a gardening tool. Okay? I don't shovel up shit in dirt. Okay? I am a lady. Okay? I'm a lady who openly says, yes, I fart and shit and burp and drink like a man. But I'm also a lady at the end of the day. I got boobs, I got a vagina, and I got a nice ass. Okay? I'm a female. I'm a woman. I'm a lady. Some people like to say I'm a bad bitch. I only call you a bad bitch if you actually entitled yourself that. And I'll only call you a bitch if you are acting bitch-like with bitch qualities. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? Now, some feminists out there who are probably listening or watching this podcast are like, you know what? Fuck you, Sapphire. Fuck you. Fuck you. How can you say, you know, you don't want to be labeled as a hoe, but you're going to call me a bitch? No, 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 no. So once again, I'm going to tell you why I like being promiscuous. Okay? And according to your tango, I completely agree with them. Okay? Being promiscuous sometimes, it gives you an awesome confidence boost. Because you know why? Somebody likes you for what you're giving them. Okay, you got a nice ass. You got nice boobies. Oh, you got nice eyes. You got a nice set of lips. Now, don't say you got a nice set of lips that are going to attach to my dick or to my pussy later. But come up to me and say, you have a nice ass. I like you. You know, let me see what you do in the bedroom kind of thing. That's fine with me, by all means. Here's another thing. Being promiscuous, I'm not really that afraid to show off my body. Yes, I'm not a size 0. And to many people, you'll be shocked, but I'm like a size 12, 14. Honey, these hips don't lie, like Shakira says. I am a curvy woman in all the right places. And I don't give a fuck what you call it. But I'm very proud of being a curvy, sexual human being. And thus, being promiscuous, I don't care about showing it off. I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, when the lights turn off, I'm black, you're black, we're all black. Okay? We're all dark as night at the end of the day. Here's another thing. I learn what I like and what I don't like. Bye, Naomi. Ooh, I love seeing you leave. Not too much. I've missed her, but I have. Okay, so I like to know what I like and don't like in bed. Being promiscuous and having a lot of multiple partners, I get to tell you, you know what? I don't like it like that. Yeah, smack me around a little bit. Don't call me a bitch, but you can call me a dirty slut in the bedroom. In the bedroom. Okay, role playing. I love role playing. I love being submissive and dominant. Okay, I like being with males and females. I know what I do not like, and that's hair. I don't like hair down there. Yeah, here we go. I like it. I'll debate point blank within the first wave. Look at I deal with people all fucking day, and I wonder half of you people who are either rude on the phone when I answer the phones at Vivid, you know, trying to get on air. I just don't understand how half of you people get laid half of the time. Because you're so fucking rude. How the fuck do rude people get laid? I mean, more power to you. But if you're a rude person, wouldn't you think that getting laid would actually make you happy? Mike, do you agree?
No, I get pussy miserable all the time.
But that's what I don't understand. What? If you're so miserable, if you're such a rude ass person, okay, getting all this piss. Yeah. Getting all this pussy.
You know something. You know me, so when you get as much pussy as I do, you just get tired.
Oh, excuse me. You just go so tired.
It's just a lot of work.
You don't got to be rude.
Hey, right.
Okay, that's why I'm a happy person. Either I give myself some self-love all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I let somebody fuck the shit out of me and just say, you know what? Fuck it.
I'm more happy when I'm masturbating.
I mean, hey. It is a cure for depression, among other things. But, Mike, come on now.
Yeah, I agree with you, though.
Rosie and her five palms can only give you so much.
I mean, if you're fucking all the time, you should be a happy-go-lucky
person. Yeah, you should be happy-go-lucky. You shouldn't be a bitter person. Stop walking around with a stick up your ass. And you know what? Make somebody fuck you in your ass. Maybe fuck you in your pussy. Maybe suck your dick once in a while. Just start being happy. Stop walking around like the whole world is just, you know, caving in on you and saying, fuck the world, fuck this, fuck that, fuck you, fuck me. No.
So those miserable people ain't getting none then.
Well, apparently they are kind of getting some.
Well, they ain't getting no good
ones. Yes. Yes. Go get laid properly. Go get laid properly. Here's another one. This is my last one. I promise. I promise. I promise.
Thank you.
But people like me, a.k.a. socially dominant and very friendly, we tend to be sexually promiscuous. Hello. We walk around. Get this done. Just like in the bedroom. I would say I'm socially dominant sometimes, but I'm actually very friendly. Though some people think I'm, like, really bitchy because sometimes I just give you, like, a blank stare. No, trust me. I'm a nice person. I'm very easy to approach. That's what I said earlier. I'm a very, 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 very marketable person. Why am I still on the market? I don't know. Maybe I intimidate folk. I'm sorry that I'm independent. I have, you know, multiple radio jobs, and I maybe pay for my own rent, and I pay for my own car, which is also paid for. I don't know! But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm a promiscuous, happy woman. Stop taking the word promiscuous and putting like a big A on it, like the scarlet letter, okay? Being promiscuous doesn't make you a slut. Being promiscuous, nowadays, we need to make it into a positive thing. Be more sex positive, okay? If you see a girl on the street having the walk of shame, applaud her. At least somebody's getting some. Now, my only hope is, did she get some properly and safely? Did she use condoms? Did she use birth control? Did she at least get the fucker's name? I don't even care if it's a fake name. But did she do it properly? And with that, we're going to take a quick sexy break because I'm going to bring in my guest of the hour, Miss Kelsey Obsession. I'm so excited to have her in finally in studio. If you don't know who she is, we're going to get to know her a little bit deeper. All right, Might, hit me up with that New Year, Same Shit by Real. Lou, you're my boy.
Yeah. Bloggerdot.com, bitch. Knockout Kings Music, Knockout Kings Apparel. Lil Motor. And go get you some Taylor Gang merchandise, too. I'm the nigga cause I said so. I ain't understand the game till I read more. All designer gear from a nigga head toe. Spending money for we get it, call us ghetto. I'm ashamed that we even in the same game. Shawty ass got the bubble looking champagne. Real niggas representing for my campaign. At the table, I'm with all the shit you can't bring. What? I'm fucking higher than the top floor. Tryna hustle with the clothes cause I got more. All these bitches tryna fuck us but they not whores. Thought that we believe that, should've thought more. All my niggas on the G going dumb hard. Young nigga had to fire like a gun charge. Couple homies with the packs finna upcharge. White bins with the rims, what we stunt for? I've been buying up shit, cost more than your rent. It don't make no sense. Kill a fucking beat, don't leave no prints. Niggas know that it's me, even though I got 10. Can a young nigga live? And can a young nigga live? I used to drive a minivan, now I pull up in a Benz. Now I pull up in a Benz. And can a young nigga live? Can a young nigga live? And can a young nigga live? Hey, all I wanna do is ball. Can I share it with my friends? And can I share it with my friends? And can a young nigga live? Can a young nigga live? Murder niggas on my last song. Bitches never fucking with you cause your swag wrong. Every move is calculated so the cash long. Scary bars like I'm rapping with a mask on. Yeah, talk shit to a bad bitch. Shawty say the wrong thing, end up ad rich. Out to dinner in a suit like a draft pick. Loud sneaking in the trunk trying to mask it. Ayy, Mike Jack, we the Thrillers. Real nigga get a pass with the killers. Better have that money, we the billers. I should probably make a song for the Steelers. Bird nigga, Microsoft with the words nigga. Killing shit just when I want to like the Purge nigga. Texting sexy bitches when I get the urge nigga. Watch the rims when I pull up to the curb. Can I live? And can a young nigga live? I used to drive a minivan, now I pull up in a Benz. Now I pull up in a Benz. And can a young nigga live? Can a young nigga live? And can a young nigga live? Hey, all I wanna do is ball. Can I share it with my friends? And can I share it with my friends? And can a young nigga live? Can a young nigga live?
Oh. All right, we are back. That was New Year's Same Shit by Real. Gosh, that is a real song. Mm-hmm. New Year's Same Shit. I mean, that sounds like everybody else's, how do I say it? Not their anthem. Not their, I don't know. I'm done. All right, we're back. Sapphire's Airplay. I have my special guest in studio, Miss Kelsey Obsession. Now, Kelsey, I don't even know where to, like, start with you. Okay. You have KelseyObsession.com, and you have KelseyFetish.com as well, right?
My main website is KelseyObsession.net. That's my membership site.
There we go.
And I, for those of you who haven't heard of me, I am a fetish adult model, performer, producer, and I'm also a sex educator, and I just got my PhD in sociology and women's studies in this last December.
I'm so... See? People, I never fail you with my guests here. Not to mention, Kelsey and I are rivals. And we don't even, you know, it's like...
We don't even know.
Yeah. You know, we don't even know it. Okay, Kelsey and I have been at each other on Podomatic for years. On years on Podomatic, because Kelsey, you have your own show.
Yeah, I did have a podcast for a while. I had to kind of shut it down while I was working on my dissertation because I could only handle 56 things at once.
That is
true.
But
yeah, I did this podcast for like two and a half years called Love, Lust, and Life. It is on iTunes, and I have all the episodes archived on my blog, which is KelseyEducation.com.
Which
I know
love.
You're hosted on Podomatic, too. So.
Yes. I mean, we're all, like, neck and neck, and Naomi, who you just met.
Yeah,
you know,
she has a show as well.
Exactly, Chocolate Radio, the live show. So, I mean, it's great to actually get women in studio of the podcasting world, especially in sexuality, because... Believe it or not, people, there's so many sexuality podcasts, but it's very rare that you get, like, these women who are young and talented individuals to come on to shows like this, to come on to other people's podcasts or other radio shows, because half of the time people think, oh, it's like a radio competition.
Yeah,
it's like, at the end of the day, radio is like what I call a secret fraternity or sorority, okay? Once you, like, start putting yourself out there, everybody somehow is connected. They start knowing about each other. So I'm just glad that, you know, finally you're here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We get to pick each other's brains.
It's so great to actually, like, meet you in person.
Thank you, right? Because I know, like, we've been following each other on Twitter for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I found you, I don't know why all of a sudden I just found you on Instagram. I'm like still like new to it, even though I've like been on it.
I don't even use it that much either.
Really?
Because I'm usually naked, so they don't like that.
You guys, Instagram, be more open. Come on now.
It's because it's on my freaking Facebook.
Seriously. Facebook. Like, speaking of, you know, Instagram flagging things, did you hear what recently just happened? I want to say maybe last week with the girl who Instagrammed a picture of herself and there was like a little period stain.
Oh, I heard there's a whole, like, Instagram, like, tag or something for stuff like that, right?
Yes.
I think that's awesome.
I think so, too. I'm like, why is everybody a little bit scared of a little blood? It's just a little blood. Just because it was out of a woman's vagina, you say, oh, this is flagged. We don't agree with this. But I can post pictures of myself, like, fake cutting myself. I love gore, so I post up a lot of gore sometimes.
So you don't have a problem with, like, gory, violent stuff?
No!
Oh, so it's not sex, as usual.
Of course! You know, a woman tries to show, like, hey, this is a natural thing.
Yeah, like, once a month, this happens to half the freaking planet.
Thank you!
Maybe we should see what it looks like. You know, in porn, you're not allowed to show any menstrual anything. You're not even allowed to, with our billing company, you're not even allowed to mention menstrual blood. Like,
what
I did a video
fuck?
Where I was pretending to, this was someone had, so I do a lot of different fetishes and people send me ideas and if I think they're fun, I'm like, all right, hey, I'll try it. And one of them was like, can you explain to me, like, as if you're, like, my stepmom, and explain to me the woman's menstrual cycle and her, how her body works. And so I'm like, all right, cool, I'll play stepmom.
Yeah.
I mean, so I just explained the whole thing, and here's a tampon, and tampons go up inside. And the billing company wanted me to take the video down because I just said I was talking about menstruation.
See,
God forbid we get off, we enjoy that, like, you know, we're
right.
We, like, acknowledge that women, like, get their periods.
But heaven forbid if they say, hey, be my human toilet.
Right. Yeah, I do that all the time, too.
Oh, yeah, like, come on now! What the fuck, people? So that's why I'm glad that you're, you know, it's helpful to have another woman, a feminist, you know, and you do, like, all these things. You do fetish porn. And, you know, a lot of people kind of shun fetish porn, and they say, well, it's so degrading to women. But do you realize who kind of built the empire of fetish? Okay, women built the power of fetish. Okay, women.
Oh, what's her name? Betty.
Betty Page.
Hello.
Come on, people. And that brings me back to the word, being promiscuous, promiscuity. What are your thoughts on promiscuity?
I think even the word promiscuity is like, it sounds like a dirty word.
Yeah.
Like, as it, like, why can't we just go and fuck? Because, like, we're animals just like, I watch my cats sometimes, and I love them because they have no culture and no, like, no one is telling them what to do or not to do. They just walk around and do things.
Yeah.
Right? And I look at them and I'm like, I don't really feel all that different from them, to be honest. I just have a lot of, oh, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do this, here's where it's appropriate, here's where it's inappropriate. And we need some of that, of course. I mean, we don't want to just be shitting and fucking in the middle of the street.
Though that would be a very interesting world. I mean, shitting, no. Fucking, yes.
I would like the fucking, yeah. I think sanitation has been a good thing for society.
Hell yes. Please. But wipe your ass.
It's like, so much of our experience in the world is like, we stop it ourselves within our own minds because we've been programmed and taught to do that. And it's just not necessary.
It isn't. I completely agree with you. I feel like when it comes to even the word sex still, okay, sex sells at the end of the day in media. It doesn't matter what type of media you're in, if you're a journalist, if you're a pornographer, hell, if you're just a regular actress or an actor, sex sells, okay? Down the road, someone's going to make a sex scene, someone's going to write an article about sex, someone's going to view sex. And for you to, you know, like you said, shun the word, you know, promiscuous and make it such a dirty word, it's just, it's stupid to me. And then you match it up with a promiscuous man versus a promiscuous woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, then you get the great debate. Okay, well, men are supposed to be gods and women are supposed to serve. And it's just bullshit now. It's total and complete bullshit. For instance, one of my latest studies I was looking at, I love, you know, reading different statistics and saying, you know, why is it this way? So recently, there was another data study talking about, you know, male virginity versus female virginity. And, you know, they are saying now that there are more male virgins than female virgins at every age. It doesn't matter what age, what sexual orientation, every age, there are more male virgins than there are females.
That's fascinating.
Right? Because at the end of the day, who are seen as the powerful creatures of sex? Men. Men are. Pisses me off.
Yeah, we are.
Bullshit. Because at the end of the day, who controls it? This is the pussy. I control my pussy. You don't control my pussy. Mm-hmm. I control. I allow you to enter me. It's like games of thrown up in this bitch. Okay? I am, what's her name? What's my favorite chick? Dragon Lady. Okay?
And you know what men are saying to that statement you just made?
What?
Thank you.
But I'm just saying, it's just surprising to me. When I saw this today, I'm like, holy shit, what are you talking about? There's more male virgins now than females.
I think what that means is that the guys who actually, like, can get it in are probably getting a lot of it.
Oh, yeah?
And the guys who get, like, guys who don't, they're guys who, like, I did not really realize this until I got into porn, that there are men who do not understand women at all.
Yeah. I love how my man's, like, shaking his, like, yes.
And I had no idea. I just thought they were being assholes. They really just do not get it. And so, it's like, I kind of can see, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think that it's, even for an unattractive chick, it's way easier for her to get some than an unattractive dude.
Definitely. I'm so glad you brought that up.
I also mean, like, personality unattractive. Like, you know, just,
yeah,
it's way easier for a chick to get laid than a dude.
I totally agree. Because at the end of the day, Mike, I know you've said it too. Men don't give a shit. You throw pussy in their face, as long as it don't smell, as long as it's, like, maybe not too hairy to your preference, you're gonna fuck it.
Most men don't even need all that. Okay, it's male, I get it.
Especially if
that.
Nobody ever finds out.
Exactly, exactly.
This, my husband and I will be like, okay, so would you do her? And, like, there's, like, a level where he's like, well, yeah, but I wouldn't tell anyone. And then there's, like, yeah, I would publicly.
See? Damn!
And I love to know what the line is, because it's kind of interesting. Because we all have our preferences, right? And, you know.
And I have to say, ladies, we just gotta lower our standards just a bit. Just a tad bit. I talk to a lot of my homegirls, and I always say, like, out of all of them, I am the most promiscuous. So I always pick their brains, and I'm like, what separates you from fucking the guy than from making out with him? And they always say, one or two things.
Wait, so they think they're better because they stop it at...
Yes! Yes!
They're not. They're no better if their pussy wants more.
That's right.
That's really who should be deciding.
I tell them all the time, stop depriving your pussy, okay? Learn how to masturbate. Touch yourself. Well, I don't do that. I let the man take care of that. Come on now! Have an active sex life with yourself.
I
just say
I don't masturbate too, okay?
What? How old were you when you first masturbated?
I was like 8.
What was the first thing you masturbated with?
My baby blanket. I didn't know. I just remember, like, I was in bed. I was at my grandma's house. And I don't know. All I know is somehow it ended up between my legs, and it was a wonderful fuzzy feeling. And it was several years that fuzzy. I did this before I realized that it had anything to do with sex. And then when I realized that, I was like, oh, this is kind of weird.
See? Sexual exploration. And I'm going to tell people, if you got kids, I don't care how old your kid is.
Are sexual.
Yes!
I've even heard that babies, like, touch themselves in the womb.
So, they do. They do.
Our shit feels good no matter how old we are.
And don't shun them, okay? Yes, I understand if they're, like, you know, maybe sticking a banana up their ass. Yeah. Why they're sticking a banana up their ass at the store. I don't know. You got to talk to your child afterwards and say, honey, we don't do this.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah.
In your bedroom.
In your bedroom. Do your thing. Have your me time. It's totally fine. I am going to cringe the day I have children and I find my kid, like, doing God knows what with a spatula, but I'm going to be like, look, I understand it feels good, but we just don't do this.
Exactly. See,
at school.
We have the boundary. Like, we can't just be fucking all in the street.
Yes.
Right? Even though we kind of would like to.
Oh, hell yes. Who wouldn't want to fuck on the street and get away with it? Shit, the world will be a better place. Fuck it. Every cop out there. Hell yes, girl. I love fucking in public. Okay, if it was up to me, I'd say, you know what? Let them fuck. This is what pisses me off the most. If people have sex in public, okay, police officers, law officials, I don't give a who the fuck you are, people in power, let them at least come and then scold them. Don't fucking stop them mid-hump. If you hear a girl say, I'm coming, let her finish. Let him and her get their nut off first, then say, you know what, I'm going to have to fine you like $50 for public indecency. Then deal with it. Fucking don't stop a midway. Let him fuck. Let him fucking get on. If that's what gets him off, let him get it on. Safely. Now, if they're like a 15-year-old child, you know, at the mall, they should be out of school, then you better stop it and say, hey now, go to school first. Then have sex.
And use a condom.
Yeah, and use a condom.
15.
Please, come on now. Don't be stupid. Wrap it. And that brings me to my next comment on condoms. And being promiscuous. As a woman who works in the industry, what are your thoughts and concerns on condoms? You know, it's been a huge issue in the past, I would say, 2-3 years now.
Yeah.
You know, with the legal debate going on with California and the laws and the regulations. Where's your stand, you know, both as, let's do it this way. Give me the porn answer and give me real life Kelsey. Civilian Kelsey, if you will.
Well, okay, so I should say that, preface this with what it is that I do in the industry, which is I film solo videos, I film videos with other girls, and I film videos with my husband. Mm-hmm. So that is he is the only male that I have direct exposure to. But I have indirect exposure through other females, and sometimes he does work with other females. So, we made a DVD where he was having anal sex with girls. So I have, you know, connection to, so there is exposure, you know,
right.
Based on, you know, some of the activities that I'm doing, but I'm not out there like fucking a million dudes. But that said, it's hard, I can't separate my personal and my professional, but
right.
Because it's like, this is the thing, is that I got into the industry to explore my sexuality. And so I'm going to be damned if somebody's going to tell me how the fuck that should be.
Hey.
And I hate condoms. Now, if I were to be out there having promiscuous sex, which I am with males, I just say, if I was having promiscuous sex with males and I felt like, well, if I was doing that, I would feel like I was at risk for an STD, so I would be using condoms. That's part of the reason why I don't fuck a lot of dudes, in addition to which I'm, you know, with my husband here.
Right.
So I'm not interested in that. So condoms, I think, are, if you're single and you're out there, use them. I mean, I think it's silly. If you don't, you're putting yourself at risk. For me, for, like, work-wise, I am not supportive of any of the condom measures for just a million reasons. one is the people who are making it have no, they're like dead set on like, I think, killing the industry. They're not set on helping anyone. They've closed some of the clinics that were sent to help people who have HIV.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, there's a whole political thing, but that's another story. But, you know, secondarily, it's like the type of sex that you're having in porn, it takes a long time. You know, there's a lot of friction going on. It can cause, you know, having rubber. I haven't actually been in this situation, but I do not like the feeling of rubber rubbing up against me inside my vagina. I can only imagine for having that going on for 30, 45 minutes in a row is only going to make more risk of tears, more risk of STD transmission, make her uncomfortable. She's not going to feel good. She's not going to look as good during, I mean, it's just not going to be as good of a situation, right. I think. Now, if she wanted to use a condom and they were comfortable with it and the company was cool with that, then hey, like, that's their business. But as far as for like anything that we do, like, we don't like condoms, so we will not use them. Like, we're comfortable with the level of testing that we use. You know, everyone is tested either 14 or 30 days, kind of depending on, you know, what you're doing. And that, I'm totally comfortable with that. Because to be honest, like, if I wasn't in porn, I would be just fucking random. I'm not random dudes, but I'd be fucking random chicks.
Hey.
And those people wouldn't be tested. And so yeah. I would be fucking random chicks from bars or Craigslist or wherever I meet them. I don't know. But, and so they wouldn't be tested. So I wouldn't really be, you know, and I'd be fine with that. Because the woman-to-woman risk is, you know,
very low compared from male to female. And another thing that people need to realize is when it comes to the female and male sex organs, if you may or may not know, internal takes a little bit longer to find out if you have something versus the exterior, okay? So the external sex organs, aka the man's balls, the man's penis, they're gonna know right away if they have something. A female, it's gonna take a little longer, but as Kelsey said, you know, the risk with two females getting an STD versus a male and a female getting an STD are a little bit lower. So I would say at the same time, though, be careful and cautious if you're gonna have, you know, that wild, crazy, promiscuous sex, especially if you're a bisexual woman like myself. I've dealt with people in the industry. I've dealt with people outside of the industry. But at the same time, I make sure that I'm safe either way. Because I don't want to be that person responsible when there's another moratorium and the porn industry shuts down and they're like, it was Sapphire. I don't want to be that chick. I don't want to be the chick responsible for shutting down porn. Not my being. Mike, how we doing on time?
We all good?
Okay.
Going.
That's what I like to hear. All right, Kelsey, I like to get to know you a little bit more. Mike, I think you should hit me with that Dazed, Sex, and Confused drop.
Dazed, Sexed, Confused. Dazed, Sexed, Confused.
All right. This is one of my favorites. Okay, so Dazed, Sexed, and Confused goes like this. I'm going to give you a headline, and I want you to give me your level of fucked up to, like, what the fuck is this?
Okay.
Okay, and going from that, we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to give you the first title. A pregnant woman was charged with DUI after crashing with twin in a tow. A teen burglar...
Oh, God.
Tasted dead man's stolen ashes, thought they were cocaine.
What?
Man's penis snaps during sex.
Oh, ouch.
And that's it.
Oh.
So, give it to me. Which order should we go into?
Okay, how the fuck does a penis snap? That I gotta prepare for that.
All right, so a couple weeks ago, all right, this
man in this room just cruised.
Sorry, guys.
So this happened in Boston, good old Boston. A man had a penile fracture, and yes, that means like his penis did break. A fracture is a break. Yeah, mine, and I have a picture of this too. So be ready. I got
blow
a picture
chunk.
Of this.
He's gonna freak out.
For every man, don't blow chunks now. But if you want to see a picture of this snapped penis, go to HuffingtonPost.com, because I can't show it on the Ustream. But anyways, I'm going to show you, Kelsey, and you can tell me what you think about this. So, I guess last year, in 2014, this man had a penile fracture during intercourse. And so, they did a whole sex study on it, and they said, okay, well, is this true? This man, like, really done broke his penis. And so, you know, with further testing, it does show that he did lose a vast amount of blood in his in his pee-pee area. I don't want to get too medical, but yes, the blood flow did kind of stop at the penis, and it started to swell and started to bruise like a regular fracture. Like, it literally looks as if you have a broken toe. And the way I can tell you that this penis looks, it's completely swollen. It looks like an elephant trunk. And you can tell from his scrotum to his testes, and it looks like he only has one ball, or at least all the blood rushed to one ball, to one nut.
Oh my god!
So, so what they had to do to basically deglove the penis, they had to give him a skin incision at the head of the penis, they said. Pull all the skin all the way back to the base of the penis, exposing the erectile cylinders of the penis, as well as the urethra.
I'm sorry I picked this one.
yeah, we are too.
So, the good news is, this man, you know, this man did recover from his broken penis after 6 months, okay? He had to go into
that's
the whole...
good for him.
Yeah, he had a full body cast kind of thing. He was able to maintain a full erection after the 3 to 6 months. And this was also after the fact, after he got out of his penile cast. So I'm going to show you the picture.
Oh my god, do I want to see this?
Oh yeah, you want to see this.
Oh my god, I'm going to look at it. Oh my god. What the fuck? Okay, it's actually not as horrible as I was like.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty freaking weird.
Like, how would you describe it? I said it looks like an elephant's trunk.
It looks like... but it's like fatter at the top. It's like fat. It gets like it goes from skinny to fat real quick.
Yes. Yes. My only question is I want to know how big it was. They should have shown a before and an after, because
this guy's pubes are really weird. Why is there like gray on his dick, but it's like black? It looks like he's African American on top, but like white on the bottom.
Yes. Yeah, he has ashy dick syndrome, I'm looking at. Yeah, the tip of his dick is really ashy.
Like, the hair is white though on part of it and black on part of it. Oh, this guy is probably not getting laid much.
No. You gotta take an Afro pick to those pews, my brother. Fight the good fight. Alright. So that was the most fucked up one. Give me the, like, the minor one that you want to hear. Now, remember, there was a man who stole some dead ashes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And thought it was coke. And then there was a pregnant woman who was charged on a DUI.
Let's go with the coke one.
Okay, so a trio of burglars in Missouri, okay, stumbled across a wooden box during their burglary. They thought it was coke. Okay, they thought they were also stealing, you know, some jewelry and all that. So they got away with stealing jewelry, Xbox consoles. I don't know how many Xboxes this house had, but Jesus Christ, you should have sent one over here. And then also they stole a couple of prescription medication at home. So then they said the two teens at this point, two of the teens, they broke in to the home and they found what they thought was a nickel bag of cocaine. So, of course, naturally, these 17-year-old and 15-year-old and 16-year-old said, you know what? Fuck it, man. Let's snort this shit. Well, you know, when you start snorting dead man ashes, you know, there's only so much that can come out of it. So the cops, they find them sniffing up this coke, so they thought. And it comes to find out that the woman who was burglarized spoke out and said, hey, those were my father's ashes, not cocaine. Not cocaine at all. One of the kids said, hey, I was very sick to my stomach. My nose started to itch a little. I started coughing up black stuff. Long story short, people, if it ain't white, don't snort it. I don't care. Like, seriously?
Wait, if it is white, though, don't just snort it. You want to know what it is?
Yeah, find out what it is. And first of all, shame on you to think that a woman just has, like, a nice box out in the open and just has ashes. I mean, not ashes, but has just coke out in the open. This is not 1970s. Say what?
She could have been like Scarface.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Mike. Everybody knows what coke looks like, first of all. Okay? Don't snort baking soda because that ain't cocaine. Okay? Ain't cocaine. Maybe an ingredient of cocaine, but don't go snorting it.
Baking soda. I hate that song.
Right? I'm in love with the coke. No. Fuck that shit. All right, let's get to the last one. This is one of my favorites, only because my grandma, she lives in Ocala, and I had to call her and say, Nana, what the fuck is going on
here?
Yes. Love Florida news. I always make sure there's a Florida story. Because Florida's got some fucked up people. I don't care what part of Florida you're from. You got some fucked up people in your state. Just fucked up. How the fuck are you going to be pregnant and have a DUI? Okay? Let's talk about that first. I understand that, you know, pregnant women get the sudden urge to drink during pregnancy. And you might say, oh, a little glass of wine won't hurt. But how the fuck do you have a DUI? How the fuck do you have a DUI while you're pregnant? First of all, who is the bitch? I hope you didn't go to a bar. Lady, if you're listening out there, I hope you weren't at a bar. Because first of all, you have your two 18-month-year-old twins in the backseat.
Oh, mother of the year.
Yes, you right are here. The mother of the year. God damn, were the twins that bad? Okay, were the cramps and stuff that bad?
It's like, I can't take another one.
Right. Jesus Christ. Well, this lady has a DUI charge. She crashed into another vehicle with the 18-month twins in the back seat. The twins, they weren't even secure in their seats. Mother of the year again. They weren't secure. The father of the twins was contacted and took them to the hospital to be examined. The woman's breathalyzer test was 0.228
Whoa.
And 0.236. Might I add, she only had 1 month to go.
Oh.
1 month to go before she popped.
That kid's going to have some problems.
Seriously.
Yeah. Seriously. I used to work with developmentally disabled kids, and I worked with a couple of kids who had fetal alcohol syndrome, and it was really...
It's sad.
It was really sad.
It's really sad. People, it ain't that serious. Don't smoke. Don't drink. Don't snort. Be sober. Completely sober. With that, I think we need some news. I think we need a break.
Yes,
not a penile break.
No, not at all.
All right, do we need to go into that long break, or are we just going to take our short break?
Take our short break.
All right, so the next show... Oh, this is the perfect song for it. We're going to go into Why, my main scrap. Why, people? Why the penile fracture? Why you snorting up dead people's ashes? I hope he snorted his dick, okay? I hope he snorted his dick for that. And why do you have to be pregnant with the DUI? I don't know. We got some more promiscuous talk, but we are going to open the phone lines now. I know you guys are anxiously tweeting, saying, I can't get through. So give us a call, 1-800-938-2462. That's 1-800-WET-CHOCOLATE.
We got sex, relationship advice, sports talk, women issues, gossip, fashion, porn stars, celebrities, and the best indie music. Get addicted. Tune in every day. It's something for you. Right here on chocolateradio.net.
Calm down, baby. Hold on, hold on. Come here. Come here. Let me talk to you for a second. That's just the only way we could talk, huh? To talk, huh? Got a couple questions for you, you know? Let's go. Let's go. Misunderstanding, cause you were so demanding, then you left me standing, stranded, you left me so damaged, I know that love hurt, but I forgot to bring my bandage, they always said for Smith to be here to come back, but since you left, baby, I've been on the wrong track, I just wanna say, I'm in love with you, babe, and I'ma always be there, like MJ, do you remember the time we fell in love, all the mountains we climbed, time to time, just the two of us, when you said goodbye, I seen a dove fly, you never seen a thug cry till your love died, I'm just asking why we gotta play these games, through the rain, I hope we see the sun again, in order to feel good, you gotta go through pain, enough playing, baby, all I'm saying is, girl.
Why does it have to hurt?
It ain't
never gotta hurt, no.
How can we make this away?
Come on, baby, listen.
Why do we still hold on?
It's from the heart, you know.
Maybe we just go wrong.
They saying it's up to fish in the sea, but I threw away my fishing rod. Baby, you was sent from God. Why we gotta make this hard? I ain't an actor, but I try my best to play my part. Together, we a work of art. We ain't finished. I wish we could go back to start. We took a beating, but baby girl, you took my heart. You the hottest in town. I'm the hottest around. I feel like Carrie Hilson, baby. Love came around and knocked me down. Too. Yes, I'm talking about you. I got the blues. Cause shorty was my best friend in my boot. You can never find a shorty that's like mine. And no one on the corner got a swagger like mine. In due time, you'll be back. Never will I stop trying. Forever, you miss scrap. If I'm lying, then I'll be flying. If you knew better, you do better. And who better than who knows you? Who mold you? Don't nobody know you like I know you, baby. Scrappy, baby, I ain't gonna hurt you. So they say every good thing must come to an end. But sometimes you gotta go through bad if you wanna be built to last. Baby, I ain't worried about your past. Cause our future looking bright, I'm already smelling that cash. I said some things I ain't mean to say only cause I was mad. Wasn't packing, I was putting my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like eight keys. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye's. So heartless, regretting that I started. You swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, your Cupid's target. I don't understand why the relationship won't stand by. No other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team. Together, we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby. All I wanna know is.
All right, let's put that caller on the line, babies.
Hello?
Chocolate Radio.
I'm Sweepy. How are you?
Hey, Sweepy. Hey, Mike, don't you hang up now. Be nice.
You know how I do it.
So, Sweepy, we're on the subject with my girl, Miss Kelsey. Miss Kelsey Obsession. Which one do you want me to go through? Should I do the whole word or should I do Kelsey?
You can call me whatever you want.
Mm. Honey, don't give me that freedom now. So I have Miss Kelsey, the sexy Kelsey, in studio with me, and we have been talking about promiscuity, being promiscuous. I hate this fucking word, but it needs to be said. We have been talking about being promiscuous. Would you call yourself a promiscuous man?
I think that would, yes.
How so? What makes you a promiscuous man?
I like to go in a variety of women to have sexy fun with.
Mm. Now, let me give you some background on Sweepy. Sweepy is, would you classify yourself as a queer man, not bisexual, not straight, and not gay, right?
Right.
Okay, so he loves transsexuals, he loves females, and he loves males.
So you love living humans?
Yeah, I love living the good life with those. A lot of sexy people.
That's good. That's good.
That's the good life. So did you have a particular question that you wanted to say, or did you just want to be, you know, loud and out and say, you know what? As a man, I don't care. I let my freak flag fly, and I don't give a fuck what people call.
Yeah, I mean, I also have a comment. Kelsey, I was reading her Twitter page, and I noticed that there's a special date coming up later this week, And if I could say happy early birthday, Kelsey.
Thank you.
Well, happy early birthday. Oh, God. Sweetie, why do you have to shit on me right now? She know everything and everything about my girls. I'm so sorry. Happy birthday.
Thank you for stalking me. Thank you. This, I thought it was Wednesday, but the calendar, cool. It's Thursday, April 2nd. I'm going to be, guess how old I'm going to be? What do you think?
28.
I'm going to be 32. With Kelsey being a PhD, I think you're both pretty hot and delicious.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, baby.
Thank
but
you.
Now I just miss, I couldn't know how Kelsey's going to be, so how old are you going to be?
I'm 32.
Shut the fuck up. Honey, people, whatever's in your water, they need to start drinking it. Do you smoke weed occasionally?
I wouldn't say occasionally.
See? Y'all need to start getting high. Y'all motherfuckers need to stop drinking and stop getting high on meth and start smoking some goddamn weed.
Oh, God. Meth ages you.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Apparently, weed and cocaine is like coming. I mean, not weed and cocaine.
Wow.
Meth and cocaine is like coming back.
Popping.
Yes. And stop popping that Molly. If I hear another
one. I love Molly. What are you talking about? Actually, no, well, okay,
I'm
when
too
I
scared.
Started making it, it was, everyone called it ecstasy.
Yes,
Molly.
Yeah.
And then half the time when you buy Molly, though, they put some other powder shit in there to make it look like it's in there, and it's not. So.
Stop fucking up the drugs, y'all. Stop fucking up the drugs.
Sweetie. You have sex when you're on ecstasy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That's a whole different level. We might have to bring you back for another sex and drugs.
That's another show.
Episode. Seriously, I gotta bring you back. Sweetie, as always, baby, thank you.
As always, it's great to talk to you, and I always love you very much.
Thank you, Sweet Pea. All right. That was the adorable Sweet Pea.
yes, thank you, Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea's a nice, harmless man, and he lives in Florida.
Oh.
Never has any crazy things. I mean, hey.
That you know of.
That I know of. Sweet Pea, I better not hear that you're, like,
that's
snorting
next
up cocaine.
That's story is going to be about him.
Sweet Pea?
You sure that was his dick in the picture?
Oh, Lord! Well, first of all, that dick was from... Be more. Botsmo. This man's from Florida. I just hope he wasn't I hope he didn't impregnate the woman that had the DUI, okay? Sweet Pea, we love you. We love you, though. We love you, though. All right, so back to promiscuity and all that jazz. Okay. I want you to give me... Gosh, how do I put it this way? So I'm very open. You seem very open. Give me... the time where someone took your like promiscuous moment and kind of like tried to flip the script and said, you should not be doing this. Like, what would you say is your high time being promiscuous? At what age?
I would say 24.
Do tell. Spill the beans.
Well, it was kind of interesting, actually. I lost my virginity to a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We broke up. Had another boyfriend, had sex with him, so I'd had sex with two guys, and then I ended up getting HPV from
shit.
That guy, because I found out that I was, he was number two for me, I was in the, I'm gonna say over 50,
and
number partner, now I don't judge,
right.
But it felt very weird being that inexperienced compared to that, so anyway, so getting HPV from this guy, shocker, and then we ended up breaking up, and then it was like, the year after that, I just had this, like, you know what? If I'm going to get a fucking STD and I only fucked two people, fuck that. I'm going to go fuck a bunch of people.
Right.
So, I went, and I think I had sex with... Well, see, I mean, it was promiscuous now because now I, like, have sex with people for work. But, like, at the time, I think
back
I had sex
in the time.
With, like, 14 or 13 people in a year or something like that. Which,
hey.
Compared to the two before, was, like, an astronomical, like... amount. I don't know if that's a lot or not. I guess it depends on if...
I see, you know what? I feel like
it depends on what your level is, I guess.
Yeah, and what would be, like, your sexual levels? Like, everybody has different sexual levels. You know, let's put it in the baseball terms. You know, people say their first base is, like, kissing, holding hands. Second base, little over the shoulder, you know, over the shirt, grab a little boobage, there you go. Third base, now we get to, like, some finger banging. And, of course, home is, you know, home. Back where you came from. Or, in some cases, back where you shit from. I didn't have one for that. I mean, depending.
Right, yeah.
You know, depending.
Or
depending.
Both.
Yeah. Or both.
Right? I mean, hey.
Hey. Where you shit and where you came from. What are your sexual levels?
I mean... I'm not gonna, like, in my book, like, if I'm gonna, like, at least this is when I was single, like, I haven't been, like, out and looking for people in a while, but, like, it's like, if I'm gonna kiss someone, I'm gonna fuck them. Like, it's, so if it's, if it gets to the level where, like, I like you, then it's like, I like you enough to get naked with you.
Hey.
So, it's usually, like, with my husband, like, it, we're, like, we kiss, then fuck. I mean, it's, yeah. It just happens. So, it's like... but yeah, it's like, I will tell you, I did have a weird thing, which is, like, for me, like, I didn't like, oral sex on a dude was, like, a weird thing for me, where, like, I would have sex with a dude before I would have oral sex with him. Like, I would
really?
Have dick in my mouth until, like, after I had had sex with him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because to me, like, there's something super, like, intimate about, like, having someone else's genitalia in your mouth, and, like, I don't know if it's gonna be weird or gross or if it's gonna smell or am I gonna look it, I'm not gonna want it in my mouth once I get down there. Like, just, like, first time I've never seen you, like, I don't know if I want, like, you know, just, I don't know if I want that in there.
And then also, be real, like, you wanted to see what you taste like mixed with his shit. you wanted to be a little cocky there and say something like, well, damn, I taste good.
I want him to eat me out first because I want him to show that, this is how I used to be. I don't know if I would be like this if I was single now, but I would want him to, like, show that he's actually, like, cares about my pleasure before I would, like, go to do something that's just for him.
I kind of like that, though.
But, and it's only because it's, like, I wouldn't want to just do it and then, like, him, like, not, like, reciprocate and be, like, you know. But I don't know. Now I'd probably be more communicative. I was just kind of, you know, like, oh, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this.
Just
know?
Exploring, like, the world. Just, yeah, taking the territory. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how, I'm like, I'm, sometimes I wonder how it would be now if I was single. Like, I don't know.
Right? It is kind of weird. Like, for me, I've always been single up until... 2 years ago, I was in a relationship committed with a female. And this is, like, I tell people all the time, this was the first relationship ever, man or woman. So it was, like, a shock for some people, not so much a shocker to others. But it was weird, like, not being able to sexually, like, be bisexual for 2 years. Because it's like, okay, people are like, do you miss dick? And I would lie and say no. But there were times I would go home, and it's like, she'd be, like, not into it. And I'd be left horny, and I'm like, well, fuck. If I was single, I'd have some dick in me right now. And let's be real, a dildo can only go so far. Mm-mm. Okay? And then I do something stupid a couple weeks ago, or now a month ago. I have a one-night stand with a man that I, like, just met off of Tinder. And he gave me the whole, I don't like condoms, but I got tested, like, 3 weeks ago, so we're okay. Can I come in you? And I'm like, no, you gotta wear a condom first. And he's like, well, are you tested? And I'm like, yeah, I've been tested. And then I stupidly, you know, smoke a couple of bowls, get a little drunk, and then I was like, well, fuck it, it's been too damn long since a man came in me, fucking come in me. Has that motherfucker called? Hell no. Hell no. Promiscuous thoughts right there. Speaking of promiscuous thoughts, I'm going to ask you some would you rathers. Now, would you have rather been a virgin until you are 40 and subsequently have the most amazing sexual partners of a lifetime? Or would you have rather have the most amazing sexual partners until you were 40 than never have sex again?
That's a tough one.
Right?
That's a tough one, because if you wait till you're 40, you're going to be, like, all weird about it, you know? Like, you're going to be, like, 40-year-old virgin about it.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? No offense to any virgins out there who might just be 40 and above.
It would feel fucking awkward.
Yeah.
You know? But if you're going to have amazing sex after that, I'd probably go with that, because you'd be, like, more, like, mature, and, like, you'd probably, like, be able to, like, have, like, way better sex.
Hell yeah. And let's be real. As a female, a lot of us don't reach our sexual peak until we're, like, in our 30s and 40s.
I'm still, like, figuring shit out. Like,
hell yeah! I feel like I was at my sexual peak, but then I keep hearing from other people, like, oh, no, honey, you're just getting started. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, I lost my virginity when I was 16, lost my female-to-female virginity when I was 18, and then after that, as soon as I went to college, it was just, like, a fuck fest. Okay? There were... How many dorms were on our campus? There was Ward, there was Village.
How many dorms did you sleep in on that campus?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let me go through the Ward. Let me tell you. I lived, to anybody who's listening from San Francisco State, shout out to my Gators and my KSFSers. Y'all gave me my start. So there were There was the village. There was Styx. There was the towers. So we got three. Then there was Mary Ward, where I lived, which was like jail. And then there was Mary Park. So that's five. Yeah, I banged a lot of bitches up in all of them. At one point, Styx was like the science and technology building. Don't underestimate a nerd, especially the nerdiest of the nerds. There was six floors of Styx. I did all six of those floors.
So you had a good tour of the campus.
Oh, hell yes. There was one man, he was crazy. So the science guy, this guy was crazy. I'm going to call him Science Nerd. He turned his fucking dorm room to look like something out of Star Trek. What? First of all, how the fuck did you get away with this? Because this motherfucker had, like, automatic things just like...
What? Cool.
Yeah. This man was a fucking genius. And he rode a DeLorean.
What?
How many DeLoreans are left in the U.S.? Okay? And he made it to the T, like Back to the Future. Panty dropper. There was no way in fuck I was like, there's no way in hell I'm not fucking this guy. Just to see his room. I'm sorry. I'm a nerd. I'm not a Star Trekker. But I don't give a fuck. I get to say I fucked in a Star Trek replica dorm. Who gets to fucking say that? I gave head in a fucking DeLorean.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Probably only a few other people can say that.
Exactly. Did a lot of other things in his DeLorean too. But I don't want to mention that because I'm not trying to get fired and shit. But a lot of shit went down in that DeLorean. If only it can talk. Just saying. Then, let's take it to Towers. Towers had 18 floors. I did all 18 floors. Not saying how many people, but I did 18 floors. 18 floors housed about 4 to 5 different people. There was a sex party one night. Good times.
Sounds like fun shit went on in college.
Some fun shit. San Francisco State, if only your dorms can talk.
Oh, you're in San
Francisco. Oh, yes. Oh,
well, that
good old SF. And then there was, of course, the infamous village. And this is what I hated. Of course, they put me in the village. They had, like, this clear... It looked like an airplane, like, tunnel. Okay, so it was, like, a glass encased box, and you could see people running to and from. So if someone had the walk of shame, you could clearly see them. If someone had a fight with their ex, clearly they can see you. I can't even tell you how many times I saw naked people coming in and out. Why were they naked all the time? I don't know. But I was a little curious. I started fucking in the elevator. Couldn't make it to the door, so we continued to fuck and fuck and fuck and fuck. Soon, I started seeing a large crowd starting to gather. People eating their pizza, people smoking, then... Woo! Get it! Get it! Good times.
Oh my
good
God.
Times. Good ass times. Telling you, being promiscuous can be fun! You get to tell stories like this! Will I do it again? Hell no. Hell no, no, no. I actually got lucky that nobody filmed it that night. That I know
well,
of.
Well, nowadays, though, that would be on the internet.
Oh, hell yes. That shit would be, like, right up there. I'd probably be right up there, like, on the Reddit posts of, like, mm-hmm. you know, most scandalous public outdoor scenes. Speaking of public scandalous outdoor scenes, where's the craziest, wildest outdoor place you've ever done it in? And with how many people?
I'm trying to think. I did it outside a church once.
Ooh.
I did it behind some, like, I think there were dumpsters. Were they dumpsters on, the USC campus or something? Were they dumpsters?
Oh, shit. There were dumpsters.
But it was like, I mean, it was not hidden. It was, like, slightly hidden.
Oh, do tell. Was it, like, a special occasion, or was it just because?
Let's see. That was after, That was after the first time we went to EDC, the Electric Daisy Carnival, back when it was in LA.
Yes.
In 2008. And speaking of ecstasy and all those great things that keep you partying all night. So we had to park on the USC campus because that was like, I mean, it was like a long, I mean,
right.
We didn't want to pay $40 for parking or whatever bullshit they were charging.
So this was at the LA Coliseum.
Yeah, it was at the Coliseum back in the day. And then we would just walk over there and then we walked back and we didn't want to like get in our car because it's like, we didn't want to, because we, you know, we still have drugs in our system. Right, right. Like, driving around, we just want to like chill for a minute, so we're just like hanging out, of course. And we had, this is Terry, my husband, and I, like, we were only just like acknowledging that we were boyfriend girlfriend, so it was all new and exciting.
Aww.
Oh, I love you and all this, you know. And we were like super horny and on drugs and stuff. We're like, okay, let's go, just go, let's like mess around over here. And like,
goddamn,
there was like later we saw that there was like a place that had like a window. I can't remember if it was a window open or someone had walked by. It was something like that. Like, oh, there was a car that was like parked like near there or something. And we,
oh, so we got a free ass show.
Yeah, yeah. There was, hey, this like plastic like lawn chair that was like sitting by there. So we're like, all right, let's just pull this around here.
Let me just bend over.
My pants down. I think he was like licking my ass and stuff.
What?
See? Yeah. We're just like full on like.
Oh, y'all right, just like did it. You said
we just like
quickie.
Just, like, do it. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was probably like. That was pretty crazy.
That's hot. You ever eaten some ass in public?
It was summer, so there wasn't a whole lot of people around. But.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ass eating in public. You say all the time?
All the time.
I call bullshit.
I'm doing it right now.
All the time.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, here's some other... Let's do some other questions. See, we're getting to know Miss Kelsey over here. Oh, here we go. Have you ever skinny dipped?
I'm sure I have. Yeah, with a boyfriend once in high school. His
fun.
Parents were out of town.
Mm.
And then I remember that he had to pee, and I was like, just pee in the pool. And he's like, no. And he got up and peed, like, against the wall. And I was like, why don't you just pee in the pool?
Glory will kill it.
What? Did we go skinny dipping last week? Oh, yeah. I was at a photo shoot last week, and I was skinny dipping. I totally forgot.
That's sexy.
Yeah.
Ooh, when's that photo shoot coming out?
I just got the picture. Actually, you'll see some... I was retweeting some of the pictures over the weekend, and then you'll see more stuff going up this week. But yeah. Oh, yeah. We were at this, like, 17,000-square-foot mansion.
Beautiful.
In Upland, wherever the hell that is. Mm-hmm. And just, like, this gorgeous view of mountains and this just beautiful aqua pool and... Hot girls.
Hey.
You know.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
That's right. I forgot about that. Oof.
That is sexy. That is sexy. Let's see. Do you like using props in the bedroom?
I like my vibrator sometimes. Not always, but sometimes, usually. I actually have several, but there's like... when I'm alone, I like the one that plugs into the wall. It's like
the Hitachi.
It's not actually Hitachi. It's actually some like random like massager that Terry found in like his closet one day. He's like, here, I think my grandma gave this to me. You can.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, oh. He's like, you can use it as a vibrator. I'm like, oh, okay. And his grandma's like totally crazy. So I was like, all right, that's cool. I'll use your grandma's massager for my pussy. So I like that one, but for sex, it's hard to use because it's like I have to keep it on a certain spot, and there's too much motion and it's too big and clunky. So with sex, I usually use like a little vibrator, but sometimes I just use my hands to play with my pussy.
See, people,
sometimes I like it all natural. It depends on my mood.
Yeah. And see, there should be no wrong. Okay, just because a girl has an amount, vast amount of sex toys. Long story short, my friends all know what kind of sex toys are in my room, because they have all pulled it out. I came home after being, like, gone, out of town, come to find out all my sex toys are in the living room. I was like, really? You motherfuckers are going to touch this shit. You're lucky I clean it, because, I mean, there's, like, butt plugs.
That's biohazard.
Yeah. There's, like, there were anal plugs. They fucking used my BDSM tape. I was like, do you know how much this tape is?
That shit's expensive.
Thank you. That shit don't come for free. I can't just, you know, be like Christian Gay and go to a fucking housing department and be like, I want this tape. No! I get the good shit! My G-Spot lollipops were in different orifices. Come on now! Don't put it on the kitchen table! Stop fucking around with my shit. But they were like, oh,
sounds
damn.
Like you got some good shit, though.
Honey, I got a thing called monkey bars.
Oh, I've seen that!
Got that shit?
Yeah.
You need to get your chick that.
The handles?
Yes. Yes. I swear by it. I have never ran from the dick since I've had it. It is, it is delicious.
So how do you introduce that to someone who's never... Wait, well, should you explain? It's like a belt, right? To like hold,
it looks
hold the
like,
girl up?
Yeah, it literally looks like
a wrestling
belt.
Do you just use it for like doggy style? Or like, is it...
You can use it for all kinds. I mean, if I was a skinnier bitch, I could probably spin on your dick, literally. Because I saw it done. Like, this girl, skinny as a rail, Raven Bay did it. Look her up. She's so skinny. But, like, I saw her on her man's dick, and she, like, on it. Like, it was nothing. I try it, and he almost comes down with me. Doesn't fucking work for everybody. But they have belts for different sizes. They have different colors. They can customize it, which is great. And, I mean, it's really sturdy. I mean, I've done some wild and crazy shit with it. Hell, I even put it on a guy one time, and he's like, peg me. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna peg you.
It's unisex.
Pop, pop, pop. You can give me that break time. All right, we're going to take another break. And this one's called, what does this say? 249. 249. 249 by Quest Misso.
Where them nine is at? Where them nine is at? Where them nine is at? I said 249. Shawty, you would die. 249. You running out of time. I said 249. Shawty, you would die. I said 249. But you running out of time. I said 249. Shorty, you would die, die. I said 249. But you running out of time, time. I said 249. You running out of time, time. Shorty, you would die, die. You know it's Tanji time, time. I said 249. She was Saul in the back. Question, she's sitting on the lap. And Jay Trey say that he wanna tap. She like, don't wanna do that. I'm like, yeah, as long as you get off my back. She like, it's cool, but can I call you back? I'm like, I don't know about all that. Cause at 249, you gotta breathe. Sorry, mama, but you gotta leave. But if you come back, bring some Tanchi. And if not, gotta leave the party. I said 249.
Yeah, that's my kind.
Shawty, you would die.
Yeah, you so fine.
249.
Yeah, she my kind.
You running out of time.
That's
time.
My time.
I said 249.
Yeah, that's my kind.
Shawty, you would die.
Yeah, you
I
so
said
fine.
249.
Yeah, that's my kind.
But you running out of time.
Every time I see that ass bouncing low, I tell everybody that I got to go. Nigga, just find me a perfect hoe. Don't take it personal, but she a twerking hoe. She could touch your toes without bending her knees. She could do other things that you wouldn't believe. You give her a pack and start blowing the weed, she'll pull down your jeans and start swallowing seeds. She love the action. If you grabbing her booty clapping, if you passing her titties flashing, up and down just like gymnastics. She the baddest, so I had to have it. For that cabbage, she a mathematic. That's why she acting like a fucking addict. But I don't care because I'm a savage.
I said 249. Shawty, you would die. 249. You running out of time. I said 249. Shawty, you would die. I said 249. But you running out of time.
Hey girl, it's past 249. Can't you see that we running out of damn time? In this damn club, you front of the game. Baby girl, all I remember is your pretty frame. Never got your name. She IG'd me, Miss China Sosa. All I can see is her thick thighs. They got me memorized and it's hypnotized. I said 249. She's on my mind. I said 249. She doesn't waste time. Shorty always on her grind. And she knew I came to get mine. Rolling up big weed to get high. We nine and up to the sky.
I said 249. Shorty, you would die. 249. You running out of time. Time. I said 249. Shorty, you would die. I said 249.
I love you, but 249? The fuck does that mean?
Is it an area code? Or
yeah, 249? I don't know, but 249, Quetzalcoatl, man, we gotta get at you. I need to understand what the fuck is 249, but that is a good beat, because I do like the original. But we are back with Sapphire Z Play. Now, Kelsey, do you like music?
I do like music.
What kind of music do you like?
I like a lot of kinds of music. I like electronic, I like reggae, I like rock, I like hip-hop.
So you like me, you just like it
depends.
Yeah, different tastes, different moves, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Okay, well, this is my one of my personal favorite segments. This is when I talk about what needs to be on everybody's sex playlist. Sometimes not everything that I put out there is like sexual music, but I mean, everybody makes love and fucks to different music, so who knows? So this is like my hottest album countdowns that everybody needs to start downloading this week. First one, I'm going to keep saying this, but Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly, just came out, I want to say, just last week, and I have been just listening to it non-fucking-stop. I mean, it's definitely a little different. He does have an interesting conversation that he put together. He took one of Tupac's oldest interviews, and he kind of made it into which he was having a real-life conversation. Mm-hmm. But the entire album, it's like a psychedelic trip into what's going on now. So everything with, you know, the Ferguson things that were happening last year, to what's going on with hip-hop and saying, you know, is it still like a black thing, and what's the issues with, you know, just color lines and all that. But it's still, I would say, it's the type of album that's still going to be relevant in the next 10 to 20 years. To me, I would kind of even compare it, dare I say, to What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, that album. It's definitely one that no one should sleep on, and definitely go check it out. I love Action Bronson. He's another hip-hop cat. White Boy does his thing, okay? I was kind of, like, in love with his voice. Then I saw him in person, I was like, that's Action Bronson. You guys know who I'm talking about, right?
No, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay, I have to pull up a picture of Action Bronson. Because, like, you hear him rapping, and you're like, oh, my God, this man's so sexy. Like, he knows exactly what the fuck he's talking about. Then you see him. I feel like your husband knows who I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Oh, man. You look at him. Yeah, he is not your typical rapper.
Oh, what? Oh,
yes.
Wow, that's totally not.
Not your typical rapper. I mean, he's got red hair. The man is like the White Boy Rick Ross.
Like, I would expect him to be on, like, some, like, backyard wrestling video or something.
Exactly!
Look, like, no.
Yes! But, like, I swear to God, I've been listening to his mixtapes and his other albums, and the man.
Did you know he was white?
No! When I first listened, like, that's the thing, like, I'm the type of person, like, if I like it, I'm not gonna care what color you are, what race you are. But then, like, everybody's like, yeah, Action Bronson. So I started looking him up. I'm like, well, who the fuck is this guy?
That's so crazy.
But the dude is a chef on top of that. He started as a chef.
Really?
Got into, like, some car accidents, started writing some raps in his bed. Was, like, damn near broke. And then next thing you know, he puts out a mixtape, and boom. He's, like, an overnight sensation. The man's a fucking genius.
Good
He's going
him,
on
man.
Tour. He's doing his thing. I would say it's the year of raw hip-hop is coming back. Raw hip-hop is coming back. Speaking of raw hip-hop, everybody knows Furious 7 is coming out this week. So the soundtrack, it's a little somber, in my opinion. It does have a couple of, like, jams in there, very mainstreamish. But at the end of the day, I'm like, damn, I gotta say goodbye to Furious. Fast and Furious. That was, like, one of my favorite series. As cheesy as the acting was, I'm like, you got hot guys, hot girls, and damn near some hot-ass cars. If it was me, I'd be fucking everything. No, I should not say that. I shouldn't fuck a car. I fuck everybody in the cast in every single one of the cars. Do you like those movies?
I've never seen any. But you know that there is a guy out there.
What?
I've never seen any of them. I'm not into action movies. But there's a guy who is in love with cars, and he has sex with cars.
Yes! I saw that!
Have you seen this?
Yes, the man married his Volkswagen!
Those, objectophiles? Objective...
Objective
feelings. Sexuals or
yes.
something like that, yeah.
Yeah, this man, he married his Volkswagen. He was like, out of all the cars, and I guess he has like 100 cars and like a lot.
Oh, like, so that was, she was the top
one. She was the top one, and he said, I just have a connection with it. I'm just like, that's a hell of a cleaning bill. Because, like, he was going into, like, how he loves this car. First of all, you got some balls if you're going to fuck the muffler.
Pipe
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It sounds dangerous,
like,
man.
Seriously, who sticks their dick in that? That's like, ugh, ugh. That's like saying, I'm going to go stick my dick in a blender.
Oh, God.
I don't know how this turned into, like, let's fuck up the penises night, but right. Seriously.
Fucking up dick night, right?
Seriously.
It's not a good night for dicks.
No, it's not. I'm sorry for every man who was starting to have an erection and then it just flopped.
Like, actually, these two cute girls are talking about sex. Oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah, they're talking about penises breaking, right. Putting penises in blenders. Right. I didn't talk about penises this getting chopped off this week. It is. See, women are taking over men. Don't fuck with us. Don't fuck with us. Might wake up with their dick cut off. Just saying. Not advocating it. Okay? Not advocating it, but, you know, you never hear a man saying, I'm cutting out your vagina. So is the woman getting crazy with the dicks. Fling them out the windows. You can't have this! If you're gonna fuck her, no anymore! I won't fuck you anymore! Serve you my weenie! I'm sorry. I'm done. I swear to God. So. I'm done. What?
I hope so.
Back to the music. Because we're not talking about dicks flying off. I got to say, shout out to my boy, Mayor Hawthorne, doing his thing. Tuxedo. If you guys like that, like, Funkify, I know it's coming back. Like, Niles Rogers, he just came out with a new album. Or not a new album, but a new track. You guys definitely have to, like, you just gotta get back into the funk era. Funk is coming back, and Tuxedo is a new band that is with Mayor Hawthorne and his buddy, and they just got track for track for track for track for track. It just goes over and over and over. It's good. It's a sex playlist. You'll feel all funky and sexy and all that, and you might masturbate to a few songs on there. Just saying. If you really want to get high as a kite, listen to Wale's The Album About Nothing. What rapper do you know contacts his favorite comedian and say, yo, I want you and I to make an album? He did that. Wale calls up Seinfeld, and Seinfeld's wife just so happens to be a, like, huge fan of Wale. He had no fucking idea, and they came out with The Album About Nothing. And that's really what...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's such a cool story. That's
exactly. Funny. Exactly. And I'm telling you, I fucking smoked the biggest fatty on Friday to that shit. Woo! It was good. It was good shit. It was better than listening to Lil Wayne. Like, I listened to Lil Wayne when I was high, and then that's a bad idea, because that motherfucker is crazy. Like, he's really crazy. When you start listening to his shit and you're fucked up, you're like, what the fuck? You're talking about shitting in a hoe's mouth and then cum swapping it? Like, that's nasty.
I need to listen to the lyrics
more. Yeah. Then he says, like, I'm an alien from Mars. I'm just like, wow. Mind fucking blown. Like, you're weird. You're fucking psychotic. Like, everybody talked about, like, Eminem. Like, yeah, I know you said, like, you wanted to fuck your mom and, like, rape her, but Jesus Christ.
Wayne is, like, my, like, celebrity crush.
What? I know. I would say, if I was to ever meet Lil Wayne, I won't even shake his hand. I'd be scared to smoke with him, scared to drink with him. I'm just scared to give him a hug, because I'd probably be pregnant. That motherfucker has so many goddamn kids. Like, everybody talks about Angelina Jolie. Like, Naomi was talking about that earlier. You know, that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have, like, 20,000 kids. No, Lil Wayne has a fucking army. That motherfucker got baseball teams, football teams. Fuck. Like, what the fuck? I mean, all the women are banging, though. I will say that all the baby mamas, he does not have ugly baby mamas. But you got a hell of a lot of kids.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think you succeeded, like, past James Brown's kids, okay? Because he had some kids that he didn't even claim. I mean, fuck. But Lil Wayne? Really? Whoa! Goddamn. Well, I mean, that does bring me to my next question.
Because he seems fun. It's totally the fun personality feeling.
I would say that.
It would be a good time.
He probably would. I mean, maybe. I mean, he's got some banging women. He must have a really nice dick. And really good tongue game. I mean, some of his lyrics, when he talks sexually... I would hope. He just gotta take out the teeth. Just take out the little silver teeth.
The what do you call it? The grill.
The grill.
Yeah.
The permanent grill in your mouth. Just take that shit off. Then can you eat me out? Maybe. But I'd be scared still that your spit is full of cum. Like, you would probably... You'd be the first person to impregnate a woman with their mouth. What? I'd be fucking, you never know.
I think these are crazy bitches who are poking holes in condoms and shit.
Hell yes! Stop
who
doing that.
Some money.
Stop doing it, ladies. You don't need to.
Well,
I mean,
why doesn't he provide his own condoms? Or maybe he's not using them at all.
He's probably not. I mean, that's a promiscuous
which feels
man.
Great, but yeah. Hey, I mean, look, if you're gonna be promiscuous, you're gonna have consequences. So.
I mean, I really just want to hear Lil Wayne in bed just say, "Hey, yo, I got some condoms, yeah, lollipop, you got them Trojans."
Oh, speaking of that song on the radio.
Oh no!
No, this pissed me off in Tucson, where I used to live. They would bleep out in that song. Wait. They would bleep out. Okay, the whole song was "I want to lick you, lick it like a lollipop." Which
yeah.
About a blowjob, right?
Right.
There's a one line where he would say, "Call me and let me make it juicy for you."
Don't
like,
tell me.
They would bleep out, "Call me, blank." They would weave out the part where he's like, "Call me, I'm gonna eat your pussy." They would bleep that out, but the rest of the whole song was about sucking a dick. Totally fine.
Y'all in Tucson got
so
an ass
back. I think that was fucking. I wish I remember what station it was.
Oh my god. See, the things that radio does, but you know, I think I feel like I may have heard a radio edit and the same thing. Stop doing that. Okay, that means you need to not play truffle butter. You do know what that is, right?
No, but I have heard that it's something that is bad, but I don't know what it is.
Y'all want to hear what it
what
is?
What is it?
So truffle butter is when you fuck in the ass and it's the ass juices and your cum mixed together.
Delicious.
Truffle butter.
God.
That's why when you pay attention to the lyrics, Drake says, "I always got towels for him."
Oh my god.
Truffle butter.
Oh, gross.
And I love truffle. I like truffle anything. But then when I started laughing because people are like, "Oh my god, I just found out what truffle butter is." I'm like, really? Really? You guys are that surprised? Come on now. Doesn't like Nicki Minaj talk about like he eat my ass for days or something like that? I don't know. Just nasty.
Someone should be eating that ass.
I would love. You know what? That is an ass I would love to taste. I might die. Between Iggy Azalea's and Nicki Minaj, I'll take Nicki. Iggy, I don't know about your ass. Your ass kind of scares me. You say it's real, but I don't know.
There's a lot of girls with fake asses these days.
They need to stop.
That's crazy. When I was a kid, it was all fake tits. I was
yes.
Just in the 80s, early 90s.
It was all the titties.
I grew up thinking that I was going to get a boob job when I was older. Like that, I thought that's what I was
going to do. Which you don't need. You have nice titties.
But yeah, now it's like fake asses.
Fake asses.
And they look like beach balls.
It's not cute. It's not cute. So I take it you're not a fake ass person.
I mean, if a person looks good, I don't really care what's in it. But
yeah.
Like, it's like, I'm just not a fan usually when it looks fake. It just... Not.
It's just
like people looking like people.
They need real shit.
Yeah.
Real
butts
booties.
Are great. Butts
yeah.
Are great.
Butts are a nice thing. Keep your ass the way it is. Do some squats. Do some squats in front of the TV.
I know people spend thousands of dollars, but not like set foot in a gym for a few weeks.
That's all it takes.
Like you
really.
Can die from a surgery, but like you won't get off your ass off the couch.
My
and
thing.
Work out.
Yeah. About
I mean,
that.
Whatever. It's your life. It's your body. I don't care. But.
But putting cement in your ass. Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
how do you not realize your ass is made out of cement? And I mean, the pictures, when you see these ass, like, asses explode, shit's not cute.
You get what you pay for when it comes to those things. If there's, like, a bargain basement for, like, injecting shit in your body, that's probably, like, a no. Like, just, that's probably just a good rule for yourself.
My thing is, and I'm gonna bring it back to the promiscuous talk. Take it this way. You deal with a girl, she had no ass before. Had nice tits, but she had no ass before. No ass at all. Then all of a sudden, you start fucking this chick more on the regular, and you realize her ass is getting bigger, and bigger, and bigger, and harder. Like, hard as rocks. That's nasty. Wouldn't you question, like, bitch, when did you get a boob job? I mean, when did you get an ass job? Like, that is not cute. Do men really notice that shit? Like, when you fuck a chick, do you notice when things get a little bigger? Or do you just not care?
I think it's strippers who are doing that.
Are you still fucking her? You say men, are you still fucking her?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
we don't care.
So you don't notice if a chick...
No, you still fucking, we don't care.
Okay, so you fuck this chick on the regular, and she goes and gets a secret procedure, you're not going to notice that her ass got bigger?
Are we still fucking her?
We don't care.
We obviously know what he's concerned with.
Right.
If we stop fucking her, then we might say, what happened to your booty?
But damn!
He's going to wait until he comes, and they'll say, what's up with your ass? Is your booty a little bigger?
But seriously, I always wonder that.
That's only when she cuts me off. That's only when she cuts me off. When she cuts me off, it's like, yeah, your ass fucked up. But as long as we're still fucking
with her. But seriously, like, you talking about all these promiscuous chicks. And it's like, I always wonder, like, do you tell your sexual partners, like, oh, honey, I know we have, like, our 9-to-5 date, you know, on, like, Monday through Friday, but you can't fuck me for a week.
Why not? Are you on your rag? Because, you know, I like to get around that.
No, it's kind of like I'm getting a procedure, and it's a secret, and I don't want people to know. That's what kills me the most. It's a secret, and I don't want anybody to know. They're gonna fucking know. And stop denying. If your ass one day looks like fucking... Who has the flattest ass? If your ass looks like a piece of wood, like a piece of goddamn paper, and then you come back the next day, and it's like... it's like this. Really? Done. You know what? Another thought on promiscuous women... We need to stop doing this, ladies. If you know you're about to get some, I understand, like, we love the Wonder Bras. We like the push-up bras. I mean, Victoria's Secret sells it fucking well. But don't you ever think that the man might notice, like, your boobs look 10 times...
You lost half your tits when you got naked.
Thank you.
That
like, what do you do?
About the water bras were in when I was in high school, and I was like, that's so dumb. You're false advertising.
Like, stop. Stop it. If you are like me, and you frequently... hop from bed to bed to bed. Keep the bras normal. Keeps the bra normal.
Somebody likes you, no matter what size your tits are. There are guys who like small tits. There are guys who like big tits. If a guy likes big tits and you don't have them, then I guess he's not the right guy for you.
Thank you.
The end.
Thank you.
And same thing goes with your dick size, by the way, also.
Oh, my God. If I ever encounter another man with an extender, I'm going to shoot myself.
Wait, like, the thing that they put on the end of their penis,
yes!
A little toy to make it
longer? Yes, at the club!
Did he think that he want it?
Yeah.
Did he act? Like, how does he just introduce this?
He didn't. It was kind of like we were dancing at the club, and this, he had, like, the real deal. Like, the ones that really feel like real skin. I mean, you're dancing, and I don't know how he got this way, but it felt like a fucking, like, missile. I was like, oh, shit, I'm taking this home tonight. I don't want any chicken going on you. Like, what you doing after this? Nothing. You want to go home? Hell yes, I want to go. I want to see the rocket. The rocket went to my nub. And on top of that, as I said before, you got kids, it's a deal breaker. He had a tattoo of his son, and he said... I said, oh, that's so cute. Is that like your little brother, like a dedication or something? It's like, no, that's my son. You want to meet him tomorrow?
Oh, my God. Oh, whoa. Okay, that's like 6 steps too soon. Okay,
yeah.
But wait. So he was in the club with this thing on his dick, like, ready to go?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Stop false advertising.
My God. That's so funny.
Yes.
Kind of sad.
He had a
push-up bra for his dick.
Yes. It was not cute. Mike, would you ever wear an extender to try to lie to a girl to get her in bed?
Wait, does he wear it during sex too? Or
no. He took it off.
No.
Like, he just wore it to get chicks in bed with him.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, really? And I, like, called him out. I was like, dude, what the fuck is that? And he was like, I was like, what the fuck? Is that?
I hope he's not listening because I feel like it's really embarrassing for him, but that's really funny.
No!
Oh my God.
I was like,
oh, dude.
Okay, because, you know, guys always like to call out a chick who stuffs their bra or stuffs their ass or wears, like, the jeans and the panties. Like, seriously, stop it!
Oh,
if you don't want us to lie to you, you stop lying to us. And that brings it back to promise. You're being fucking... Fuck that word. To being a bedroom hopper. Fuck the word promiscuity. Stop it now. If I want to fucking go from bed to bed, so be it. And you can take it any way you want. I can jump everybody's bed. I can
You're a sexual tourist.
Thank you. If I want to go to every bedroom continent, I will. Because I have fucked every continent, technically. Mm. It's good times. Good times. Any final thoughts?
Damn, that's hard to follow up.
No! Definitely not! That's not at all, honey. It was, I mean, mean, we are speaking truth here. I mean,
just have fun, man.
Yes.
Like, we have so much, like, okay, most of what I do on my website, I do all kinds of weird, crazy shit. And, like, I do stuff like I fart, and I burp, and I pee, and I pretend to shit in your mouth, and I spit, and I have girls, you know, like, slap my face and call me names or, you know, sit on my face. And all these things, and, like, people feel, okay, A, women feel so much shame about their bodies in these things, right? Like, oh my god, I shouldn't burp or fart, or I should just be this, like, perfect thing that just is not living, like a freaking Barbie doll. No! Like you said at the very beginning of the show, or when I walked in, you're like, I shit, I piss, I burp, I fart, I fuck, I'm a living creature, right?
We do these things!
Why do we feel so much shame about all, like, about how our bodies are, about what we want to do with them, about what turns us on, about what doesn't turn us on? I mean, like, there's, like, no endless amount of shame, and it's just like, have some fucking fun. And I have to remind myself of that a lot.
You know what? I looked at your site and I'm like, wow. This chick just, wow. You go from one site, Kelsey Education, then you go to the fetish site. I'm like, wow. I told my roommates about you. I was like, dude, you should see the guests I'm having on tonight. They're like, what? I said, dude, she does everything under the sun. I'm really interested in this fart porn. I've seen a couple of the fart videos. Are you really farting, or do they include fake farts?
No, it's farting. I mean, it's like, there's different, like, ways of doing it. Like, I have, like, a drink that makes my stomach gassy, and then I fart. but yeah, no, like, it would be way too much editing work to, like, put in a sound.
Okay, because
I don't got time for all that.
Yeah, because I was wondering, because, like, I've seen, you know, a couple of my friends who are in the industry, I've seen, like, Misty Stone's fart videos, I've seen Leighton Benton's fart
These
videos.
These girls are all shot for our site.
Oh my god, and I'm just like,
they work with us. Yeah,
holy shit!
Yeah, fartfantasy.net is our main farting site that is solo girls farting.
Yes!
And then we also have a site called Fart Dom, which is girls farting on guys. Farting on their faces, farting in their mouths, using their farts to dominate and humiliate men.
Once again, who runs porn? That's right. So you can't be going around saying, oh, well, that chick's a hoe. That girl's a slut. Because next time you start wanking off, think about who you're feeding money to. Mm-hmm. That's all I gotta say. What, Mike? You want to say something about the farts or something? You want a girl to blow you away, literally?
I have no problem with that.
You know what's something? Hey, is that back, a lot of our fans are black men.
Hey!
They love the ass.
They do love the ass.
That's our question. Are we fucking?
Sick!
I feel like that's about to be like the tagline of the night. Like,
Are we fucking?
That might even have to be the name of the show tonight. Are we fucking?
If you got a fart and you still fucking, I have no problem with it. Are we fucking?
Hell yes. And you know what? Don't shun a lady if she farts. I farted during sex and I played it off like, oh baby, it's a queef. I'm sorry. But if it starts to smell, well, I just start fucking even harder. Get the lube out, the scented lubes and oil. Because seriously, if the sex is that good,
who gives a fuck? Like,
exactly.
That's totally my feeling. Exactly. I love, like when I had really good sex and I'm like, sweaty and like my hair's a mess and my makeup's everywhere and I got spit and cum and fucking pussy juice everywhere. Like, I love feeling like a fucking mess because I know that was like really good.
Oh yes, that's how you know the shit is good.
After you didn't do it right,
you didn't fuck right. I mean, I always clean my sheets afterwards. Like, that's how much of a germaphobe I am, and that tells you a lot. Like, there's different partners. I just can't sleep.
If you're having people over, you want to.
Hell yeah! Like, guys, come on, clean your damn sheets. Like, clean the damn sheets. If there's stains on the bed and you trying to get a laid, like,
you don't want to see the pussy juice from the girl there before you.
And I have passed up on some really good dick a few times because I'm like, when's the last time you cleaned sheets? And if you start off with, whoa, and you can't give me a simple answer, got to go. Oh, what time is it? Yeah, I got to go back to work. But it's 9:00. Yeah, I gotta go back to work. Because I'll be talking shit about you the next time. All right, everybody. You know I hate to say goodbye. Kelsey, it's been real.
It's been awesome.
Where can the people find you?
You can find me naked at kelseyobsession.net. You can find me talking about being naked.
Who doesn't talk about
it? And, you know, how you could be naked, too, on my blog, kelseyeducation.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at kelseyobsession.com. Twitter has like links to everything else. So
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yes. And that's it, everybody. Next week, I believe, yes, we do. Next week, we have a big ass coming in, and she's one of my favorites. I mean, everybody's my favorites. This ass I haven't seen in a long time. I haven't seen her since my Playboy days. But we got Kip Force, model, TV host, actress, just entrepreneur. I mean, Kip Force is coming in the building. If you don't know who it is, you might want to check her out at The Real Kip Force before next Monday. After that, we're going to have Necro Nikki in studio. It's going to be a good time. I might have to bring out the whips and chains with that one because she's crazy. She gave me my birthday titty slappings last week. It was beautiful. And after that, it's the 420 Madness. So who knows who the fuck is coming in? I'm trying to have every pothead in porn world come in. That's going to be a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
You better have some pizza here.
Oh, man. I better have some pizza. I better have some liquor.
Porn girls love weed, pizza, and masturbating.
Boom. That's all we need. Tweet about. That's all they tweet about. Okay?
And don't shun them.
And what?
That makes for a great day.
Hey, it is a great day. All right, everybody, you know where to find me. Ms. Radio Sapphire on the Snapchat, Instagram, and the Twitter. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or maybe you just said, you know what, this episode was a little bit too crazy, go fuck yourself, but still email me, sapphiresearplay@gmail.com. Until next week, safe sex is the best hot sex.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.